Ever since I heard the story of Fort Henry, it has been one of my favorites. During the War of 1812, the British decided to attack Fort Henry with the entirety of their British Navy. They promised they would stop attacking if the people lowered the American flag that flew over the fort. During the attack, the people never lowered the flag. Finally, after 25 long hours, the British stopped attacking. Although they had hit the flag several times, it would not fall because the people in that fort would not let it fall. They held up the flag, several losing their lives to do so. Those patriots knew what their country meant to them, and they gave their lives to preserve it. Today, there are many attacks on America. Although they may not be in the same form as the attack on Fort Henry, we get to choose if we too will defend our country. Each person plays a part in America's future and gets to decide what kind of effect they will have. Every person can do their part to uphold America by living with virtue and according to the principles America was founded on, promoting the Constitution and America's true history, and vocalizing their beliefs in current matters. We get to choose by our actions and words where America will go from here. In his farewell address, George Washington taught that the virtue and morality of the people are necessary for preserving America and its government. Each of us can uphold virtue by striving to be good citizens and by making good choices. Making good choices does not only lead to freedom in our personal lives, but also for our country. Another way is by showing kindness and respect to everyone, even if their beliefs and opinions are different from our own. Our country is stronger when we choose to see the good in others and help each other instead of creating contention. This is essential because, as Abraham Lincoln taught, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We must also live by and support the principles America was founded on. This includes the principles stated in the Constitution's preamble and the Declaration of Independence, including justice, freedom, and equality. Speaking of the Constitution of the United States, Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, said, "To live under the American Constitution is the greatest political privilege that was ever accorded to the human race." The Constitution protects our rights and outlines the structure of our government. If we are to preserve America and our freedom, we must support the Constitution. In his farewell address, George Washington reminded the people that to have true liberty, they must protect this founding document. Dallin H. Oakes, a former justice on the Utah Supreme Court, taught that every person can uphold the Constitution by gaining knowledge of and advocating the Constitution, and by voting for people who will do the same. It is also very important that we are informed of the current events and problems threatening America, so we can stand for what we believe. Dallin H. Oakes also said, "We should be knowledgeable citizens who are active in making our influence felt in civic affairs." He further explained that some ways we can do this are by voting and sharing our views and opinions with others, including our government leaders. Today, many people have false views about America or are uninformed because they have not been taught the true history of America and the principles of our Constitution. As a result, it is crucial that we each learn and teach others, especially our families, about America's true history and what our country truly stands for. My parents have been great examples of this to me. They've always taught my siblings and me to respect America. When I was younger, we would say the Pledge of Allegiance every week during our family night. This taught me the importance of respecting our country and those who fight to preserve it. They've also taught and encouraged me in my studies of America's history and Constitution. I am so grateful for what they've taught me because it has filled me with a deep appreciation and love for America and a passion for sharing what I learn with my family and friends. In 1863, the future of America was uncertain. The country was divided and in the midst of the Civil War. At this turning point in America's history, Abraham Lincoln called the people's attention to the thousands who gave their lives defending America. He then said, "It is rather for us to be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure devotion." It has now been 158 years since Lincoln delivered this address, and once again, America is at a critical point in its history. You and I get to decide what America's future looks like and have the great privilege and responsibility to preserve the country so many have given their lives for. We do not all have to become the president or be a politician to uphold our country. We can uphold it by the way we live our everyday life. The future of America is up to us. we, the people of the United States of America, determine where America will go from here.